Listeners, to honor our military members, without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, NMR, LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so it's going to be you and me, and we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. But perhaps this morning I'll talk a little bit about this fellow named Jeff Bauman. Now, Jeff Bauman plays a key part in the saga of the Boston Marathon bombing. We're reading an awful lot about, certainly, the two brothers who were accused of being responsible and how they'd been radicalized and how they'd gone, certainly the older one, Tamerlan, had gone over to Chechnya and to Russia and talked to people there, and he was so radical they wouldn't have anything to do with him. Of course, didn't mention that maybe he was an agent provocateur. Maybe none of this is real. We do know that here's a young man, 23 years old, no visible means of support, no job, no money, no savings, and yet he's able to go over to Chechnya and Russia, spend 6 months there, traveling around, living. They say he lived part of the time with his dad. But how do you travel? How do you do all these things with no visible means of support, a wife and a 3-year-old child here in the United States? And a wife who has, of course, accepted the Muslim faith, she dresses in black every time you see her. How do you support a wife when you don't have any source of money? Then it turns out that his uncle, and we saw him interviewed a number of times. In fact, the uncle was very, very critical of the brothers. Why the uncle had been married to the daughter of a high CIA official, a man named Graham Fuller, for 5 years. And apparently they were divorced, but then, of course, we know that the uncle had gone over to Chechnya and that part of the world and tried to stir up a revolt and then been allowed to come back into the United States after being involved in truly subversive activity, at least as far as the Russians were concerned. And the question comes up, is the father somehow associated with the intelligence agencies? Were the boys associated with the intelligence agencies? Well, we won't know. Tamerlan is dead. Some people say that he was the individual we saw on the Internet who was naked, who was being marched with handcuffs on that night. Both the mother and the aunt say that was Tamerlan. We don't know. We know an awful lot. There are so many strange things going on that we just don't know. Well, who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Steve Day. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Steve. Well, I'm so glad you called. I don't like to end up doing the monologue, and because I'd much rather talk about Home for Health, your area of expertise, the facility that you have where people with chronic diseases can be helped. So why don't you tell our listeners about your facility?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, we run a lifestyle center. It's a health retreat where folks with chronic ailments will come out. They might spend anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks with us. Guests come with a variety of different ailments from cancer, diabetes, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Crohn's, irritable bowel, a whole host of things. And we work with them, and many of these people go home in the time frame with most of the problem gone, and they're given a program that when they're at home, they can easily follow. And most of them, within a few months' time, are completely problem-free.
And I think that is truly amazing, and yet we know that there are certainly there's been an explosion in recent years and cancer, and there's a reason for it, but of course nobody's ever going to tell the American people why the incidence of cancer has increased and why certainly there's been no significant increase in the treatment of the hard tumors, not the blood tumors, blood leukemia, lymphomas, they seem to have done fairly well with, but certainly well over 60% of cancers still certainly there's radiation, chemotherapy, these things in the long run really don't do that much good as far as cutting mortality. Have you seen people who've actually lived long periods of time after effective treatments? Is there anything such as a cure for cancer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My wife and I, we got into this back in 2001, 2002 time frame. And back in those days, we used to go to people's homes and we would stay with them. Many of the folks were too ill to travel, and many of them were bedridden. And several of these folks, I won't say all, some people do wait a little bit too long, but most of these folks that we worked with 10, 12 years ago are still alive and well today. And it's amazing to see how resilient the human body actually is. Even, you know, a lot of these folks had done chemo and radiation and all the other things, and we're on the verge of death, and yet alive and well today. And we have several folks, my wife and I, we took this place over 4 years ago, and we've seen a large portion of those folks that come through with terminal cancer end up getting well. And so far, I mean, it's kind of hard to give a clear bill of health to people that have only been cancer-free for a year or two, but give them another 4 or 5 years, and it'll be easy to say that they've been successful and that they're doing well.
And, of course, basically your whole facility, whole premise is to increase the function of the immune system. Is this basically what you're stressing?
Yeah, increasing the function of the immune system, removing toxins out of the system, and supplying better nutrition and getting rid of any deficiencies that might exist in the body. And that's really all. Those are really the core points on people getting well. It doesn't really matter what title or name or symptoms a problem a person might have. If you take care of those factors, everyone seems to respond very, very well.
And I think it's so hard for people to really understand that they're poisoning the water. I mean, they're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning us with vaccines and so many things. And what percentage of people that you deal with do have toxic metals or pesticides or insecticides in them that are influencing their health?
Oh, virtually everybody has some sort of toxic load from these toxins. Even people that eat a typically healthy diet, that don't drink the tap water and don't use the fluoridated toothpaste, many times just environmental toxins, like you had mentioned before, the aluminum that's in the jet fuel that people are breathing, or living not too far from a factory, or even EMF radiation from power lines and that kind of stuff. Everyone has a toxic burden and overload in the body, and detoxification is a very critical part of anybody getting well.
And of course, how can people get detoxified? Oh, we'll be back this home with Steve Daver. Home for Health, if you have a question, number is 877-254. 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Steve Day from Home for Health, which is a facility to help people with chronic illness face and understand their other illness. And we have a caller who's calling in.
This is David in Colorado.
Hi, Dave. You have a question for our guest.
Actually, I have a comment. I just watched a DVD called A World Without Cancer that was produced in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And
Ed Griffin, yes.
No, it was outdated. It was all about how cancer can be prevented by, it's all nutrition problems, deficiencies.
Yes, I know Ed Griffin. I've known Ed for 50 years. I first met him back in 1962. He wrote that book. He put out the DVD, and you're absolutely right. And the average individual doesn't know.
Yeah, and I was just impressed so much with the testimonials on that DVD, and it goes right along with what you guys are teaching and sharing today.
Trying to get people to understand, but all we can do is talk and hope people will check the information out, and we actually carry the book that goes with that, A World Without Cancer. Okay, God, anything else you wanted to say?
That's all for now.
God bless. Thanks very much. And our guest this morning, Steve Day. Steve, how can people get in touch with you and Home for Health?
All right. Well, the Home for Health phone number is 888-642-9644. That's toll free, 888-642-9644. Or then go to the website, which is homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And they can call us, they can email us, whatever they want to do, and we would be happy to get in touch with them. We do try to get back to folks within a day or two of a program. I know Dr. Stan, last time we did an interview, I think it was Friday night or Thursday night, and we had such a load of phone calls out after that I'm still getting back to some of those people. So if you show me a little bit of grace in response, we'd be happy to get back with you as soon as we could.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that there is so much to proper nutrition, and there's so many of the things that we get in the way of proprietary foods that carry all sorts of things that are really toxic for us. And because God prepared food, He gave us food, but you have to know how to utilize it if you're going to be healthy, if your family is going to be healthy. Well, basically, because one of the things that's really plaguing so many people is chronic fatigue illness. Now, certainly cancer, devastating, but there's so many other illnesses out there that do plague people. They're literally several million people with chronic fatigue. They go to the doctor works them up. He doesn't find anything, and of course he says, well, obviously you have emotional problems here. Take this pill. But how do you approach someone who comes in with just chronic fatigue? They're just chronically disabled. They just can't get anything done. They can't function because they're so incredibly tired. What do you do? How do you approach that?
Oh, absolutely. You're correct, Dr. Stan. There's so many people that have the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus type complexes, and they'll go to their doctor time and time again. The doctor will eventually put them on some sort of antidepressant as if it is in their head. And people that have this problem, it is real, it is painful, and for the most part, it goes back to the same premise in what you're doing, working with cancer. Any type of sickness, it's important, again, that we don't, you know, it's not about labeling the sickness and doing something particular for just that sickness. It's about going through in a full-fledged program, detoxifying the trash, the garbage that's inside the body, balancing the immune system. A lot of folks that have fibromyalgia or lupus have an overactive immune system. I kind of liken it. There was an episode of I Love Lucy years ago in which Lucy was in a chocolate factory and the conveyor belt got turned on too fast. Well, most times in the body, our immune systems with these autoimmune problems are turned on hyperdrive, and the white blood cells and the immune cells, the B cells, they're just not mature enough to do appropriate jobs, and so the body is flooding the system with these immature cells. And if you can just slow down the immune system so it can work properly, most of these problems will begin to dissipate. Proper digestive enzymes and things are really important because there's some articles on the website that go into the leaky gut complex and how all of that ties into some of these autoimmune problems as well. So rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue, lupus, fibromyalgia, all these things have a lot of similarity, even though the way they manifest might be a bit different.
Well, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, why, give us a call. Well, what do you do with the people who do have the chronic metal poisoning? Because I've talked to a number of people who deal with this sort of problem, and they tell me that almost everyone is loaded with aluminum or mercury or lead or fluoride or all of these things that are toxic to the very substance of our body. How do you deal with this? How do you get rid of these toxins?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Stan. You know, one of the things that we look at our diet today and we don't really consider that there's a deficiency in quality protein. I mean, we see all of the you know, fried chicken and the hamburgers and everything out there, and a lot of people don't understand that we're really not getting quality protein. A lot of it is burdened and weighed down with toxic chemicals and flavor enhancers, MSG, and different things. But quality proteins hold the key, especially in the sulfur-based proteins, in chelating and removing heavy metals. Anything that will boost glutathione levels, that's one of the most powerful detoxifiers in the system. We've talked about coffee enemas in times past, and those are a glutathione booster and also trigger a cleansing response in the liver as well. Anything that will trigger a detox, giving in the appropriate nutrients to help remove the toxins, is a great product that I know a lot of people have used long-term, is called inositol-cysteine. Glutathione is not really a good one to buy itself because your body just digests it into the three amino acids that make it up. But it can be taken through rectal suppositories. It can be increased by taking inositol-cysteine. It can be increased by using the coffee enemas. I even know people that use like the asthma nebulizers, and they will breathe through the little asthma nebulizer glutathione powder that's been mixed into water. And you get a very high absorption rate through the lungs of the glutathione, and it's very inexpensive. It's a lot better use of the money.
And, of course, many of the treatments that are offered today are so ridiculously expensive. I mean, they have intentionally boosted the cost of, antibiotics, even the antibiotics that are out of patent, you know, things we were using 30 or 40 years ago. They've certainly bought up all the alternative manufacturers that people are making generic medications, and suddenly then they boosted the prices of so many things to ridiculous levels that it's very hard for people to afford them. And, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want just don't want the public to know. And yet there's so many very, very simple treatments that are highly effective. Well, how long do you say the people are with you for? What, 2 weeks, 6 weeks? How long do they stay there?
It appears now that probably the average...
A large lodge, isn't it, with rooms there for people to stay?
Oh, yeah. It's a large facility, and there's 10,000 square feet of living space in the lodge, and we take seven either individuals or couples or, you know, a friend and a family member in a room. Each room is like a little hotel suite with its own own bathroom and closet and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very comfortable accommodations. But most guests will come and they'll spend 3 weeks is probably the average with us now. We're getting a lot of folks that are staying longer term because they're much sicker, and we're seeing an increase in a lot of these really life-threatening illnesses. You know, the cancer is becoming more and more. I mean, it's increased tenfold, you know, in the last 30, 40 years. So we're seeing a big rise of people that need long-term help. And our goal here is to get people so they can do everything on their own, help them to function, so when they go home, they can continue on their way to recovery.
And certainly, I think what we really should have is, I know we've actually had some of the, one of the guests, a person who was with you for a time, and I hope we can get them on again, just simply talking to people who've been through the treatment, and I shouldn't say treatment, I should say re-educational process, and their outlook has just totally changed. So basically, of course, people go from doctor to doctor, and the doctors are doing the best they can, but believe me, you go to the medical meetings, you never hear the really important things discussed, and you read the medical journals, you seldom see the major important things discussed, because medicine has been infiltrated and taken over by people who have a different worldview. And the average doctor is trapped in a system not of his own making or his own liking. Well, what sort of things should people be eating? What sort of things should they be avoiding?
Well, more or less when it comes to, like, I don't think people have to necessarily be vegetarian. My wife and I, we are vegetarian, and we think it's a healthy lifestyle, but I think if somebody does want to eat meat products or dairy and egg products, that's not a bad thing. It's just that they need to be careful of the sources in which they're getting these things. I do tell people to stay away from the processed lunch meats, away from hot dogs and various things that you really can't tell what they are. One of the most toxic foods out there are the little chicken nuggets that the kids like from the health food, or not health food stores, the fast food restaurants. Those are from what they call mechanically processed chicken, in which a bird is deep feathered and then run through a grinder, bone and all. And then the feces and everything that's in that bird is all mixed up together in this pink goo. And that tastes so awful. They got to put all these chemicals in it to make it taste better and to kill the toxins. And we feed these to our little children. And that's really not a good food to be given to a child. So eliminating these highly processed foods is very critical. And even I know a lot of folks that are junk food vegetarians that exist off of lots of sweets and processed foods, and that's not a healthy lifestyle either. But it's a holistic approach. It's looking at the nutrition and helping people to learn appropriate exercise, drink enough good water, eliminating the municipal water sources, or at least putting like a water distiller or a quality filter on their line, and going through and re-educating people on all the different aspects of their life that can be altered and changed for the benefit. And hopefully those changes end up being very enjoyable and people desire to do them. I know that after somebody hasn't eaten a commercial hamburger for 6 or 7 months, and they've eaten a clean diet, and they go back out and they eat it, usually they'll get a very sick reaction to just eating a hamburger that they might have enjoyed on a daily basis before.
Just because of the toxins that are in there. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Our guest is Steve Day and their facility, Home for Health. Whereabouts is this? How do people get there?
Okay, the facility, our ministry is out in the hills, the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. We're secluded out on 300 acres. It's a very relaxed retreat environment. And if somebody wanted to come this way, they could either drive or they could fly into Lexington Airport, LEX Airport, and we pick them up there. We make a run every week to the airport. And, you know, if someone wants to come, if they just send me a note, give me a call, I'd be happy to walk them through the steps that they need to go through to get here. But
once again, the telephone number to call?
Okay, the telephone number is 888-642-9644. 888-642-9644.
And
Dr. Stan, one other aspect that I would mention, too, is that growing a garden is very critical to good health, and remineralizing the soil is critical as well. We tell people to go through and put in proper nutrients and balanced soil, and in the result they'll get produce that is grown off this quality soil that is many, many times more nutritious than even the organic food that they would get in a health food store. And again, on the Home for Health website, there are articles on how to grow good food as well.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 877-254. 877-254-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Steve Day of the facility Home for Health in the 300-acre area there, a big lodge in the Back Hills of Kentucky, about an hour out of Lexington, Kentucky, and people come from all over the country for somebody to learn about nutrition and what they can do, because we have so many people in America with chronic illness, and that number is growing. And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 877-254-7524. I have a question for Steve, 877-254-7524. But so many people now, increasing incidence of cancer, chronic fatigue illness, certainly, and there's a whole spectrum of diseases go along with that, fibromyalgia, a Lyme disease, they're sort of all a part and parcel of the same process, but so it's people really don't know or don't think about nutrition. We want to go out, have dinner, go to the fast food restaurants, without ever stopping to think of what we are really eating. And remember, you are what you eat. Eating is one of the most important things you do. And how do you train people to eat and eat properly?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Stan. A lot of this is actually common sense. I mean, if we were to go to, like, Mexico or some country that is maybe not as wealthy as the United States, we would find that there would be much of a greater balance. There'd be a better balance of the amount of meat and various vegetables and fruits that are eaten in the diet. And this is just because meat is more of an expensive item here in this country because of the pork barrel politics that exists, all of the money that goes in to subsidize the meat and dairy industries. I mean, if we were to take those subsidies away, a pound of steak or good quality beef today would be over $50 a pound. And I'm not sure. I think a pound of beef right now might be $3 or $4 a pound. And that's a huge difference. There's a lot of money going into these industries, and that's all coming out of tax dollars and deficit spending that are really one of the things that is running this country into the ground. These politicians giving away so much money to so many various industries out there that don't really need that type of a kickback. If we didn't do those things, there would be a lot more incentive for people to grow food and raise food of a quality nature. I mean, there are tens of thousands of acres of corn grown in Iowa and Ohio that aren't even good enough to eat. The vast majority of that corn is raised for high fructose corn syrup so that we can put it in soft drinks and various foods to make people fatter and more unhealthy. And so going through and looking at the way that we're supposed to eat more in harmony with God's ideal is really critical in somebody staying healthy. And eliminating those foods that are the most toxic is very, very important. Finding foods from a quality source. I like to tell people, we don't really like to eat our vegetables in the United States. We need to eat more vegetables, more variety of foods. And if you really want the edge, raising your own garden and having your own garden, I think, is really important. For those that are in the city, finding a good farmer, a farmer's market or a farmer nearby that you can buy your produce from when in season is really good, too. So there's lots of different aspects that we go over with people. I mean, right now, all the guests are downstairs in the juicing kitchen preparing fresh juices for the day, and that's an important thing, too. I think everybody in the listening audience, if they don't have one, ought to run out and buy a juicer and drink a glass of carrot juice or fresh juice each day, maybe even two. And that goes a long ways in making you feel better, having more energy, and just strengthening the immune system and all the things we've talked about so far.
And, of course, the key is to have your immune system working and working properly. And this is why people are susceptible to cancer. This is why people suddenly get their chronic fatigue and the other things, other chronic illnesses, which are devastating so many people in America today. 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Steve. And Sydney, you've been at this really for well over 10 years then. Is that correct?
Yeah. If anybody wants to read the story of my testimony, that's on the website too. But I got into this when I was 19 years old. Went to school. It all started with the gentleman's dream in Southern California. And in a roundabout way, I ended up in the health food industry and things, and heard Dr. Schultz out there in Santa Monica, California, and that was very inspiring. I also heard the story of a guest you've had on, Lorraine Day. A lot of people have asked me in times past if I'm her son or something, you know, and I won't say that hasn't helped get some interviews in that in times past. So I want to thank Dr. Day for her doing such a good job and getting me established too. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on that have contributed us getting into this line of work, and my wife and I at a very young age did get involved, and we've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people. Just in the time here at Home for Health, we have worked with probably 350 people that come in either for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and many of these people go on to be very, very healthy. And I'm hoping tonight at the 7 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock Eastern time, to have on a couple more guests that have come through the program, and maybe they can give some stories about what it's like here and what their recovery was like as well.
So that'll be on our program. I think it's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's see. What time is it? If it's 7 o'clock your time, it's 4 o'clock our time here.
That's correct, yes.
And so if you you can actually listen to that program on the telephone, or you can listen to it on the Internet. We do have stations across the country, and that program is heard on shortwave. But you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, to find the various ways of listening to our programs, and we hope that you will, and you'll get the information and understanding that so much illness in America, certainly we bring upon ourselves, and it's directly related to our diet. Now, is there any place for people actually taking vitamins or minerals?
One vitamin that the caller called in earlier, Laetril B17, that's just a B vitamin. And if anybody wanted to prevent cancer, or if somebody was considering using that as a therapy option, that's a good product. And you can get it very inexpensively from eating apricot kernels. I won't tell anybody how to use it. They should probably do some research their own. But we've seen for people with high blood sugar issues, using natural vitamin E in high doses is usually very beneficial. And all sorts of things, you know, like if somebody had some sort of a blood illness, adequate B12 and vitamin A levels are very critical. So there's all sorts of things that are beneficial. It's just making sure that somebody's not spending all their money. Taking 10 grams of vitamin C at one time is a great way to be sitting on a toilet for a couple of hours, but maybe not the most effective way to be spending your money.
And the big problem is that there are a lot of things out there that are very beneficial, and they've been outlawed. For instance, Laetril is effectively outlawed in this country to use it. It's very effective. You can get it south of the border, but you can't get it here in the United States, and you have to ask yourself why, because that was the substance of the book, A World Without Cancer. We carry the book in my interviews our friend who actually wrote that, Griffin, will be back in a moment, 877-254-7524.
254-5254. Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Steve Day from Home for Health, the Home for Health facility, and about an hour out of Lexington, Kentucky, on a 300-acre estate there, and certainly with a large lodge, 10,000-foot lodge, where seven families ordinarily will stay there, and individuals, couples, and basically, of course, learn how to take care of their health. And these are the things you're not going to be able to get to ordinary facilities. Of course, you can go to the website, Home for Health, and learn part of it. But, of course, you really need to change your whole outlook. And when people have chronic fatigue, this is such a disabling. We have millions of people with chronic fatigue. We never saw chronic fatigue when I was in medical school, never heard it mentioned. But it wasn't until about 1980 when we suddenly began to see these cases and the fibromyalgia associated and affiliated with that, Lyme disease, entirely new diseases. Where did they come from? Nobody ever wants to ask that question. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for our guest, telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to get the information. I understand you get a pretty good response when we put the programs on. How many people call us you ordinarily get after a program like this?
Oh, after a program, it's hard to tell, but the phones stay pretty busy for several hours afterwards, and even through the shortwave and the downloads, we get a lot of people that are calling in regards to a program that might have been on 2 or 3 weeks ago. So we get several dozen emails after each interview and several dozen phone calls as well. So it's wonderful to be able to answer people's questions and work with various people with whatever their ailments are. And as you were mentioning, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and ailments like that, I mean, almost everyone that has come through with issues like that, Sue and I, my wife and I, and the other couple that are helping here, the McConnells, or we have another gentleman from Australia here, Amos, is helping as well. After working with these people for a few weeks, virtually all of them go home feeling better and well onto their way of full recovery. And virtually everyone is completely, at least symptom-free, if not fully recovered, within a few months of being home. So it's a wonderful blessing what we're doing. We really feel that God's in it. And, you know, if somebody's out there and they're looking for treatment, therapy options, when they start looking at the cost of some of these places in Mexico and that kind of stuff, they're going to realize that even though they're doing a good job, they're doing a wonderful work, that it is quite expensive. And we've been blessed with this facility. Somebody else built it. We took it over. And we want to be able to help people. We operate off the principle of freely we received and freely give. And so anybody that we can help, we try to help people, even if their finances are extremely limited, we work with them. And we're far less expensive than going to one of these other places in Europe or Mexico. So if somebody's out there and they've been just diagnosed with cancer or some other debilitating disease, we really would like the opportunity to talk with them and work with them, because they don't need to go broke in trying to treat or maintain their illness, you know.
Now, once again, let's get the telephone number out. Let's get the website out so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. The telephone number here is 888-642-9644. Again, that's 888-642-9644. And the website is homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And we'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
And, of course, the problem is that so many people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor can't find anything, and you don't find anything on so many of the people with these chronic illnesses, and you have to be looking for it and know how to look for it very specifically, so they end up being put on some sort of a psychotropic drug, and they just don't get better. Then they go to another doctor and another doctor and another doctor, and I'm sure you've seen people who've been to multiple doctors at the looking for treatment of their chronic fatigue, chronic illnesses, and so many of them are simply exhausted their funding going from doctor to doctor. Don't you find that the case?
Yeah, most of the time, even with the medical system here in the United States, even if they have insurance, we find that a lot of people do end up going virtually broke trying to find the answer. We have a lot of folks that come from Canada, too, and they're, you know, supposedly free health care up there, but the doctors don't really do any digging to find out. We recently had a woman, unfortunate situation, but she's doing well now. She was put on a transplant list. She had was declared to be terminal with liver cancer. They told her she'd have about a month to live. And then she was put on a nine-month waiting list for a liver in Canada. So she came as an alternative to doing that, because obviously those two numbers don't meet very well. But there's all sorts of issues that go on in both the capitalistic healthcare system that we have and the socialized medical system that they have, and neither one really answers the real needs of the people that are out there today. And, you know, the two main ways of treatment that the doctors are using in folks that they really don't know how to treat are usually psychotropic meds for you know, make them happy, and then painkillers. Pain meds, and most people don't really want to be on either one of those two things, and those are highly toxic substances in the system too. So we want to be able to help people. We want them to be able to use 100% of their brains, their God-given brains that they need to function and reason and do what's right. And so we're privileged and blessed to be a part of a work that is helping to transform people back into the image of God that God created us all in.
And, of course, it's Home for Health. That's Home for Health. And our guest is Steve Day. We're just trying to, or at least if you or somebody who has a problem, you know, somebody who has a problem, here's a good source of information, and you can call and talk to Steve and certainly get their view of what this is about. And are you ordinarily fairly full? You say you have seven rooms. How long does it take to get in there?
The facility is almost always full. We do take a break every 6 to 8 weeks. We take a couple of weeks off just to recharge the batteries. And so if somebody wants to come, I do try to give priority to people that are the sickest. So if somebody does have cancer, we always try to find a way to get them here. But if somebody wants to come, usually we can get them in within the month. And I do have one room open right now if somebody was interested in coming immediately. But outside of that, we're almost always full.
And, Chris, this is just a holistic approach, recognizing, of course, that we are what we eat. We have to have proper nutrition. But, of course, people, so many people have these chronic poisoning, and this is the problem. And recognized. Steve, God bless. We'll talk to you again, this afternoon at 7 o'clock your time.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here. I should mention that Steve Day does it to support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that support, but that we've talked to people who've been there, and they've had just simply, done very, very well and very happy many years after having completed their treatment. So it's certainly well worthwhile looking into. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get a proper counseling on nutrition and elsewhere, because the doctors simply are not taught these things in medical school. I know, I've been there. I've practiced medicine for many, many years, and there's so much that the doctors don't know, and I still go to the medical meetings and sit there in amazement as we talk about the things they did 50 years ago. They didn't work then, and they're not working now. Well, our telephone number, if you would like to know more about my ministry, is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you as a member and part of the family. And we do have people all across the country who help us maintain our network of over 50 outlets every single week as we try to get people aware of what's really going on. And you're not going to get it through the regular media. The regular media is controlled. We carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor from the University of California, Ben Bagdekian. Excellent book. Certainly, Professor Bagdekian believes that the right wing controls the media. Of course, the people on the right believe the left wing controls the media, and they're both wrong. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness tells you who does control the media, who controls our government, who controls both political parties, and makes mockery out of the electoral process. We do have a CD set on the voting, and of course, somebody goes into the background of how the voting machines are rigged. But you have a perception. You go to the polls every 4 years, you vote for the president, but remember the voting machine determines who's the president, not how you vote. Because every voting machine in this country that is used today can be rigged. I'm not saying everyone is, but everyone can be, and many of them are. There were literally thousands of voting irregularities last November, and nobody ever talks about them. What they did is they had a scandal against General Petraeus, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time. They brought that out as a great diversion. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they know how to manipulate your mind. They're masters of deceit. Well, our telephone number for Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our programs on a regular basis. We have many of our talks on DVD. You can listen to our programs. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on population control, which explains how they're effectively suppressing treatments for cancer. Effective treatments, they know how to treat cancer. But, of course, cancer is a very effective vehicle of population control. This is why, of course, suddenly more and more people are developing cancer. And they really do intend to get rid of most of the people in the world. And you say that's madness? You're absolutely right. We are dealing with people who have a different worldview. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you get any of our products, you can ask for a copy of my population reduction. Population Control Agenda is the title. Population Control Agenda. You can go up on the Internet, type it in, and read it. You get certainly at my website, Population Control Agenda, or if you get anything from us and ask for a copy, we'll be glad to send it to you. And it's a little outmoded. It's 10, 12 years old, But all the information is completely accurate. There's just so many more information coming out all the time about the population control agenda. They intend to eliminate most across the way. So until tomorrow at the same time, please pay for American cities.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.